Look, man, I don't know what to do anymore.
Yeah, well,
we've been at this for days. We've tried just about every torture method we know.
Yeah, we've tried waterboarding. We've tried ripping out all your fingernails.
I was there.
We've taken out two of your teeth. We've electrocuted you. We've even spanked you.
Okay, those last two were fun.
Oh, my God.
I didn't want to have to resort to this.
Resort to what? Your last few methods have, like, sucked and kind of got me a little chubby.
You've left me with no other choice.
Which ones?
What is the worst possible torture
Go for
ever.
It. I got it.
Hit it with him.
Go for it. No! No!
That's
no!
Right. Will you talk now?
No!
Will you?
Okay! What do you want to know?
Will you?
What do you want to know? What do you want to know? What do you want to know? Okay.
What I want to know is how you're fucking doing today.
Pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Cool.
Pretty good. After the spanking and the electricity, I was about ready for this episode.
No, that's good. Good to know.
I hope everyone's having a great day.
Well, I'm kind of upset I don't have fingernails anymore, but
Well, you know, that's what you get. And I mean, not talking.
And I mean, like, we really should have waterboarded him with actual water and not alcohol.
Yeah.
Thank you for the waterboarding with beer, by the way. That was genius.
In retrospect, we probably should have used water, but hey, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, on a somewhat slightly random tangent, the thought did cross my mind that we should waterboard each other for advertisement for this episode.
You see,
as I'm drinking water, what?
You guys down?
I
got rags and water bottles.
I think we'd be violating some sort of a Geneva Convention.
We're not government officials. No, we wouldn't.
No? Oh, okay, then I'm on board. Fuck it.
It's recorded, so now it's all right.
I tried it before, so.
TikTok's going to be really weird. We might get deleted off of TikTok.
It's going to be one fun-ass TikTok.
In our Instagram, which, by the way, you guys should follow Matt's Not Here podcast on Instagram.
That's right. And make sure you follow us on Facebook.
Matt's Not Here.
Join the Cult of M&H on Facebook.
Yes,
which
please do.
Hopefully we'll be around.
Yeah.
We almost got canceled.
I
posted a meme that was I thought was fire.
Yeah.
Facebook disagreed. And then my friend posted it. And he's chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook
bullshit.
Still disagreed with Brad.
I'm telling you, it's like I said, it's the fucking moderators. They're just looking at your shit going,
and some fat guy eating Cheetos just watching my profile every day.
And it's funny because
even he chuckled, was like,
click.
Click.
All three of us are admins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get anything.
For real? You didn't get a notification?
I might have got a notification. I got a notification saying that something that was posted by one of the admins.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was it.
That's why we got the warning. That's why we got the warning. Apparently, us three aren't allowed to rock the boat, but our members are.
Huh.
But one of the admins was pointing to you because you had the second thing that happened. I didn't get anything for that.
How many warnings do we get before we actually get canceled?
I have no idea.
Or
wanna
blocked.
You want to find out?
I don't know.
I'm on my third profile.
I kind of don't.
No.
I'm still on my original profile. fuck.
Same here.
You know what it is for me? It's torture.
Yeah,
to deal with that,
definitely,
you know?
Feels that way. Yeah.
It's torture to not know what my next post is gonna get us fucked over or not. It's almost like sitting on like a board with water dripping on my head. I don't know when it's gonna end.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That would just slowly drip,
just drip,
right?
Drip,
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 drip.
What was that one called again?
Chinese water torture.
Chinese water torture.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah.
That's a fun one.
Do you know that they had a torture that wasn't who did it? Was it it wasn't like physical really or anything. It was, but they would just tickle you until you talked. It was tickle torture in like a country actually
like legit?
Did this. Like it's a legit. I think it was an Asian country. I could be wrong, but
yeah.
That's weird.
That's a thing.
Tie you down and tickle you to get you to confess.
That's weird.
I mean, have you ever been tickled to the point where
the
you're
point
like,
where
stop,
you're over
stop,
it?
Stop, stop.
Yeah, no, yeah. Yeah.
Adrenaline.
It
drives you crazy.
It gets fucked up.
Yeah.
I can understand it, but like on the list of like.
It sounds whimsical.
Right. On the list of like torture things, right?
Mm-hmm.
That seems like it would be low on the list of like ones to happen to you.
Right.
Like I wouldn't want like a seahorse. Right?
Oh.
I would be okay with tickling up to a point. I feel like that as it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Moves up on the list. It starts off low, but as it's happening to you, it starts going up.
We could say, figure your muscles start tensing up, your adrenaline, and then once that adrenaline wears off, and then like your muscles are tired, you might start cramping.
You
like...
pee yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You come a little. I mean,
I guess.
We might, not, yeah.
I don't know about that.
I mean, if you guys haven't picked up on it yet, this week's episode, we're talking about...
torture.
Oh, yeah. And also, welcome to this week's episode of...
Matt's Not Here! Because he's off being tortured.
What?
What?
What? Are we still doing the season episode number? I fucking don't remember.
No, we weren't doing that.
All right, cool. Whatever.
Season 4, episode...
torture.
Blah, blah, blah. 4.
Insert is this number here.
Which one is
one,
this? Episode...
2. Hold on. I'm going to give Matt...
This is episode 4.
Hold up. I was... God damn
it. Holy shit, we're already on episode 4?
Yeah. I was trying to make it a bit and give Matt some like things to cut and make it funny, but...
Oh, it's a little late now.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
I'm trying to make it easy on Matt.
I know.
Try not to torture him.
I don't even have
internet right now.
What
so.
I love about this week's episode...
Pay
is that we
bill.
Had is that we had oh shit
it's paid that's the sad thing
is that we had some people suggest some methods in our group, which is awesome. And one of our members suggested one that I had already started studying.
Okay.
But then when she suggested it, I was like, fuck yeah, I'm on the right path. And right, it's on. The seahorse, and we'll get into that a little later.
Okay.
And the only reason I wanted to study that one is because I've been on a seahorse, albeit
Sawhorse.
I keep saying seahorse.
He rides seahorses?
My bad. Hey. I mean, y'all, if you haven't eaten a fun guy and jumped into the ocean, whew.
That wouldn't be the strangest thing I've seen.
You know that
do.
Seahorses impregnate themselves and the males give birth?
Yeah.
Yep.
So I can see why he's riding a seahorse.
I was riding until I can no more.
Whoa.
That was a joke off air.
That was
cut.
Old Town Road. That was
a deep
old cut.
Don't explain the joke. God damn
that
it.
That was last week.
I was trying to, like, you know, now people are going to fucking acknowledge it. I was trying to see who got it. Thanks for fucking...
I don't think anybody would have got that.
That's the point.
Not that that's torture, but do you guys want to talk about Lil Nas X right now?
Can we talk about it for a second?
Let's talk about it for a fucking second.
I went from not liking his music.
Well, what do you want to talk about? The whole shoe debacle that's going on right now?
Kind of, yeah.
Or his music?
Yes.
Both.
The whole enchilada.
Let's do maybe 5 minutes of it.
I went from not being a fan of his... because that Old Town Road song was annoying as shit, and every one of my students.
So it was torture
to
for
it.
You.
Yes, it was torture.
Hey,
and I liked it.
It was a good song. It was a good song.
It was all right.
When you hear it about every 10 minutes, mm-hmm. I want to fucking blow my brains out.
That's true. Yeah, I agree.
But hearing it, and then with all the shit that's going on now, I gained so much respect for the dude. He played outrage culture like a fucking fiddle. He intentionally pissed off.
I don't even know if he intentionally did it, which makes it even better.
I think he did, dude. He used to run a Twitter that was just about pissing people off. So I think he intentionally...
Oh, well, then maybe.
He might actually be the... You know, for those of you that don't know, he has a shoe that came out that's based around Satanism and supposedly has a drop of blood in it.
Supposedly.
And he sold them. He sold 1,000 of them that only were ever made for $666.
He only did a run of 666 shoes.
No. He did a run of 1,000.
No, it was only 666 shoes.
And they were $1,000.
Yeah,
that's right.
They were
$1,000. And there were 666 of them.
Yep.
They
were
sold
all numbered.
Out. They sold out in under a minute.
Yep. Yep.
That's fucking amazing. He did it in tandem with a shoe remix company whose name is
Mischief.
Yeah. Right? And they sold out under a minute. Supposedly they have a drop of his blood in each sole. And I'm like, I kind of want those shoes. They're fresh. I hate Nikes. I'll never wear Nikes.
Me neither.
Unless they're Converse. That's the closest thing to a Nike product I'll ever wear.
Yeah.
But yeah, they sold out in under a minute, which is baller. And now Nike is suing him.
Yep.
Which is ridiculous because Mischief also did a Christianity shoe, a John 3:16 shoe, and they're not suing about that.
Nope.
Like, what the fuck? Apparently, you can sue over Satanism, but not Christianity in America because freedom of religion is a joke.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a very gray area.
But yeah, no, I got to give a shit, like...
Well, and you had the freaking people, like the parents, complaining, saying, oh, this was every kid's anthem in 2020, and, you know, you're going to go make a music video where you're giving Satan a lap dance.
Right.
And Old Town, can
Old
we
Town
talk
Road.
About that music video?
Okay.
Holy shit.
Let's talk... I want to touch on this real quick, but the Old Town Road was the anthem, mm-hmm. which, to those who don't know, is a song about getting your butt fucked. It's or fucking a butt.
It's Brokeback Mountain.
Not even
going to
ease
form.
Into it. Just
nah,
straight,
dude.
Go for it.
That's yeah. I'm not right, no cool. lube, no spit.
Fuck
just
it.
Ramrod.
Right on.
Well, and before we get into like the whole music video thing, you have these parents that were complaining about mm-hmm. that, and then mm-hmm. they're not even complaining about the Old Town Road
no.
song. They're complaining about this the music
Satanism.
Video with one scene. It's like
it's
we
turn
all
our
three
sons
of us
gay into, the gay Satanists.
All three of so? Us grew up watching freaking Saddam, you know, and the devil
suck
having...
the devil's dick in a cartoon.
Yeah.
So,
best cartoon ever.
Oh, geez.
So Lil Nas X comes out on social media and he basically says, like, look, I never made my music for kids. You know, it's your fault for letting
yeah.
them listen to it. He's and, like, I make my music for me and I'll do what I want
and,
or whatever.
And the crazy thing is, it's the same argument that's been going on since the 70s and 80s with bands like Sabbath, with bands like Iron Maiden, with bands like Motley Crue, who Motley Crue put out Shout at the Devil in the 80s. And people were like,
yeah.
oh, my God,
yeah.
how can they do this? You're the parent. You're mm-hmm. the parent. Did you buy that album for him? Okay, you bought the album for your kid. So how are you going to yell at the artist for making the art when you paid your money for the art and
right.
then gave it to your kid?
Yeah.
Right.
They even talked about
like if
that.
My kid, if I have a kid and my kid comes up to me and says, I want to suck, my male child comes up, my either male or female, says, I want to suck a dick or eat pussy and hail Satan, I'm going to be like, fucking right on. Here's the Satanic Bible. I'm not going to teach you the other stuff. I'll teach you all I know about Satanism, but
Jesus.
You do you. You do you, boo-boo.
Oh, man.
Just, well, you know, suck a clean dick.
And it's like Shout at the Devil. They even talked about it. It wasn't originally even supposed to be that. It was something else.
No, it was supposed to be, it wasn't supposed to be Shout at the Devil. It was supposed to be Shout with the Devil.
Yeah. Mm.
It was supposed to be Shout with the Devil, but the record company was like, oh, we can't have that. That's bad. So maybe if you yell at the devil, people will think it's not that bad. And people were still pissed off about it.
Yeah.
You can't fucking,
yeah.
you can't win.
No.
And what cracks me up is these religious people. There was a whole church sermon about Lil Nas X music video, a ton of motherfuckers all congregated together, not wearing masks, in an enclosed area,
yep.
talking about how he's going to destroy society. That's the best free promotion this motherfucker could ever have done. It was genius.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Genius.
And it's like it's the same thing that happened with Miley Cyrus. She was this childhood idol for all these little girls, and then she comes out and fucking
yeah.
smokes
yeah.
weed and fucks herself on stage.
The fucking the Olsen twins did the same thing. As soon as they turned 18, they fucking like
did they?
Were like strippers and shit or something, basically. Not
was,
really.
Didn't one of them have anorexia?
I
yeah.
think they both
yeah,
have
I
anorexia.
Think they, yeah.
they both look like gremlins.
Jesus. They both look like walking corpses.
Who'd have thought?
That was like
who'd
my childhood
thought?
Crush. Then they turned
right?
18 and I'm like, oh.
Who would have thought the random Olsen would be the fucking heartthrob of the world nowadays?
Right, right.
Like she's in the Marvel Universe. I can't even remember her first name now. I know Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, but who's the other one?
God damn it.
Yeah.
Now
none
I
of us,
can't remember.
None of us know, but we all know she's the Scarlet Witch, and we all know she's fucking, she just
Jaime,
had a TV show
Jaime,
that crushed
can you pull
it.
That up?
Jaime.
Yeah, working on it.
Like, we all know she's a childhood.
Thanks, Jaime.
Like, she's crushing it in the MCU. And, you know, she, you know, granted, she wasn't in the spotlight as a child, so she didn't get a fucked up psyche that I'm pretty sure the Olsens have. But I'm pretty sure the Olsens, the twins have. I'm pretty sure the twins love cocaine and puking.
Oh,
they were
doing a bunch of drugs and stuff. And,
yeah.
you know, there was a lot of.
We're derailed so hard right now.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But it's okay. You
it's
know?
Okay. It's, this is, you know,
that's what our show is all about. We you know,
should we get back on the rails real quick?
I got it, sir.
All right.
Oh, thanks. What was it?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth
oh,
Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Thank you, Jaime.
You're welcome.
Do we still have the other guy?
Bill? No, we got rid of him.
He ate all the donuts. Didn't
he ate all the donuts, but he was also dealing meth in the back, so.
He
know.
Sold meth out of our studio?
Yeah, we had to get rid of him. Sorry all about right, that.
Well,
you know. All right.
Jaime doesn't sell meth, does he?
No.
Sell anything
no.
else?
No, he sells strawberries.
He sells tacos.
Oh.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Tacos so. After the episode, boys.
Fuck yeah.
I thought he sold strawberries. Did he
that
stop?
Too.
Oh, he still does?
That's a side hustle as well.
Okay.
You know? It's all
side
hustles.
Those were good.
Two side hustles?
Yeah.
So he works
that man
here.
Is all side hustles.
So
and
he
sells oranges on the freeway.
Fucking hey, dude. I got respect for Jaime.
Yeah.
Hard working son bitch.
Yeah. Very good guy.
All right.
And he's quick, too, like Speedy Gonzalez.
Yeah. Jesus.
Call back. All right.
Geez.
So let's get back on the rails, and then
God.
Let's. So this episode, we've compiled a list of our favorite torture methods, which sounds weird to say.
It does kind of sound weird, and it's funny because the whole time I'm searching, I'm like, "Fuck,
dude, my Google history.
Google is gonna be
fucked.
So."
I cannot wait to see what YouTube suggests I watch.
No, well, I searched it incognito for that purpose.
Oh,
I'm
didn't.
Like, I'm
I
like,
didn't.
No, I'm going to go incognito.
Bro,
no.
If you look at, like, my YouTube history, it's like fucking fucked up canceled cartoons. It's all of our episodes. So my suggestions are all over the goddamn place. I get infographic shows. I get cartoons that are like the best prisons in the world. Horrible teachers. Here's how you torture stuff. Here's how to sell drugs.
How to make a bomb.
Here's a cartoon. And it's just all over the goddamn place. My fucking, it's awesome.
How to get away with murder.
That's Wait, a what? Weird show. I've been suggested it.
We could do that one.
Yeah. Oh, that's a show?
It's a full-blown TV show. How to get away with murder, by the way.
I mean, we could talk about how to get with murder. But can't get away with murder. Sorry about that.
We've talked about
We've talked
already.
About it.
Have we?
Yeah.
Yeah, why the fuck do you know this?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, remember? Right.
Bury the body under fucking endangered plants.
Yeah.
Yep. Or don't bury it in a spot where there's nothing growing, because then you're just going to get like shit growing out of nowhere. And they're going to be like, what's that patch of grass over there with flowers?
Just a random patch of grass.
Or Carol Baskin their ass.
Yeah, but then you got to buy tigers.
Yeah. Where the fuck am I supposed to find a tiger around here?
Very big process.
Yeah, fair enough.
I mean, I guess I could get a bunch of feral cats and just...
Oh, you know what else you could do?
Let him go at it.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
Did you guys hear about the cat lady who like died and their cats ate her?
Oh, that's happened multiple times.
I've heard of a few cases of that. Yeah, yeah.
It's like budget Tiger King.
There was an episode of Shameless where a similar scenario happened with a dog.
Cool.
And there's been monitor lizards that have eaten their owners after they've passed away.
Wow.
But thank you. You want to talk about animals eating things?
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about the ants and the insects, Brett?
I remember that one. That's actually a method, right? Yeah. So I can't remember the exact name of it.
It is called.
What they would do is...
Jaime, can you pull that up for us, please?
Scafism.
Never mind, Jaime. We got it.
Scafism. So imagine this.
How many tacos do you want?
Four.
Four for me. Four?
Each.
Oh, yeah. Four each. Asada.
Yeah.
And...
Tofu.
Tofu.
No, I'll just get some strawberries. If you have some powdered sugar with that, that'd be amazing.
I got powdered sugar. Anyway, so scafism, right? So imagine this. We force feed you honey and milk until you are about to vomit.
Okay.
But before that, we've spread honey all over your face on certain specific orifices and on your stomach. Huh. Your beehole in your stomach. I'm not even going to sugarcoat it.
You left one part out. The honey and the milk create diarrhea.
Oh, yeah. I didn't leave it out. I was building up to it. Thanks for fucking that up. After all that, they force feed you all that. Tie you to either a tree, a bush. Sometimes it's a bush, but my favorite.
Like a boat or something.
My favorite is not even a boat. It's a piece of like wood just buoyant enough for you to float on. Like you're just barely out of the water. Right?
Right.
And they push you out. And because you've drank all that milk and all that honey, you're going to vomit. Mm-hmm. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when you do, that honey on your face, on your stomach, on your beehole, and the diarrhea that's about to come out your arse is going to attract some stuff. You know what it's going to attract?
A bunch of bugs.
Every kind of bug in the world.
Yep.
Now, if you imagine you're in a tree, ants are on the way. Both red, black, and any color under the sun. As well as other beetles and all that. They fucking love that honey. They love that milk. And there's certain bugs that love your shit.
Yep.
Dung beetles.
And you're under the sun.
Oof. So they start eating at you.
Yeah.
And they don't know when to stop biting down. So once they've bitten all the honey and there's just your belly or your face left, they're going to bite again. Now, one little bug. We've all been bitten by an ant. We've all been bitten by a beetle. It sucks.
Yeah.
But now imagine 1,000 of those all biting at the same time.
And then they start breeding under your skin in your feces.
Oh, yeah. Jeez. And then a couple of them might climb in a couple of openings, lay some eggs.
Just when you thought you've reached the end. Nope.
And you're not going to die just yet. You're going to survive for a while. The human body can survive for at least 3 to 4 days without water and food.
Right.
Longer without food, shorter without water.
Like 2 weeks without food.
2 weeks without food, about 3 or 4 days without water. So you got about 3 or 4 days. The gestation period of some bugs is roughly 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So you have a very high possibility of experiencing what it's like to have a bug hatch inside of your asshole. There's two directions this bug can go.
Yeah.
One's in, one's deeper.
The worms crawl in, the worms crawl out, the worms play pinnacle on your snout.
I don't like either of those options.
Yeah.
No.
Eat your nose.
Basically, it's if you fucked up, like that's what happens. We're gonna tie you to a tree, we're gonna cover you in honey, we're gonna force feed you till you vomit. which already doesn't feel great. And then there's just, we're going to let the bugs go to fucking town
on you. And the sad thing is, the bugs most of the time didn't kill you. It was either you would die of septic shock or from dehydration or starvation. I would say infection
dehydration, for sure would do it. The dehydration would kill you, or you'd just go into shock and then you're done.
Yeah.
Because your body is full of, it's, what's the word that's gangrene, but it's, it's gangrenous or whatever is what they would call it.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I didn't read any of the picture you sent me, but it's because I watched a little video and refreshed my mind. But the ending paragraph of this sums it up perfectly. It says, death by scaphism was incredibly painful, humiliating, and protracted. That's a big-ass word my drunk ass can't read.
Yeah, we've been drinking alcohol.
Lewis and I have.
Yeah. Protracted.
Protracted. So long. It took a while.
Also, you're not good with words.
That so too. That. Words and me are not friends. Yeah.
Not amigos.
Like, could you just imagine? There were some cases where people survived 17 days before dying.
Cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
To never being tortured
that way. Cheers to never fucking being tied up for 2 weeks before that dying. That sounds while being eaten fucking by bugs.
Horrible. Mm-hmm. Like, of all the fucking fucked up ways to die.
Dude.
That sounds fucking horrible. Like there's one because you don't die right away.
No.
Yeah. It takes days.
The longest one was 17 days.
Oh, fuck.
Like, there's a very similar one that I've heard the cartel uses. Where they bury you up to your head, right? They keep your head out.
Yeah.
Right next to a red ant pile.
I've heard of that
and
one.
And they attract the red ants to your face. Like, that's just as bad.
That reminds
me. And that happens now.
Yeah, that reminds me of
that's going on right now.
The creep show episode where they had like they put you up at the low tide, and they buried you up to your head. And then the tide came up.
And just let the tide come up. That's fucked up because you're watching it. You're like fuck. You're just staring at the tide, like knowing.
Yep, you're gonna die. That's fucked up. That's very fucked up.
Yeah, that's
the first torture method we found.
Fuck.
And it gets.
Speaking of nature, I guess I'll jump in and start talking about bamboo. I'm sure a lot of you have heard about bamboo torture.
Oh, fuck.
So I heard about this one.
Go ahead.
So, you know, I'll start off, since bamboo is such a wide range of torture, they used to beat people with bamboo sticks, you know.
Shit hurts, by the way.
Really bad.
It's good building material, by the way.
It's amazing building material.
Yeah.
And then, you know, during the Vietnam War, they moved into things like punji pits, which actually weren't used as much as people think they were, where they would build the pits with the sharp bamboo and cover them.
Fall in.
And the U.S. soldiers would fall in the pit and get impaled. And then it got to the point where it's like they would use it for interrogation, where they would, you know, interrogate you, tie you down, and they would shove a piece of bamboo in between your fingernail and your skin.
I had a paint chip slide under my thumbnail one time.
Oh, yeah.
Just a paint chip.
Yep.
That was fucking horrible.
Oh, I've had metal splinters and salts. Yeah, it's bad.
I can imagine fucking bamboo.
Stronger
than a paint chip.
The real kicker is when they would make you sit on a little bamboo sapling. Mind you, some species of bamboo can grow up to 36 inches overnight in 24 hours.
That's fucking insane.
Bamboo grows really fast. So you can imagine how strong it is. And that bamboo would grow right into your asshole, into your body. And kill you.
I heard they also like would lay you on it too.
Yeah, they would do
like,
that
it
too.
It wouldn't be in an orifice. It'd just be like a random spot.
And it would impale you.
And it'd stab you.
Vlad the Impaler would be proud. Very slowly. Yeah.
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 I don't know where that one particularly originated from, but
what?
The bamboo.
Oh, the bamboo.
Probably
China.
China, Japan, where bamboo grows.
Vietnam.
Like, there's a lot of bamboo in China.
It grows
so.
Like trees.
In China.
Wow.
China. Yeah. I don't know how he does it. I don't know.
China.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You got to do the hands, too.
The hand thing sells.
China. It.
That's why it wasn't sounding good, because I wasn't doing the hands.
Yeah, you got to use the hands. But, otherwise, it doesn't work.
You guys just imagine, like, imagine you fuck up, right? You're like an enemy of the state. You maybe steal some paperwork or some shit. Or you accidentally steal paperwork. You're not even a true enemy of the state. You're just a shitty thief. And you get strapped down, butthole first, to a sapling of a bamboo tree, and the next day you've got, you know, 36 inches of bamboo up your butt.
Yeah. It's a whole new definition of pegging. Ouch.
It's not even pegging. That's just
penetrating, piercing.
That's straight up
torture.
Torture. Yeah, it's called torture.
That's just terrible, man.
Oh, thin line between those two things.
I learned something new, though. 36 inches in one night? That's
right?
Yeah.
That's I never knew that.
Fucking crazy.
Not all of them. Like the bamboos you go buy at the, you know, little market down the street.
A little slower.
I've never had luck growing that even an inch in like a month, but.
But the forests, like.
Where in the right conditions. Trees,
really?
They grow fast as hell, which is why people have always been like, yo, we should use bamboo to like replace our other shit because it's cheaper.
They use them for water pipes and all kinds of crazy shit over there. But speaking of things, you know, going into orifices, he talked about the bugs. I talked about bamboo.
Lewis, do you have anything that goes up the bum?
I do have something that goes up the bum. Let me go grab it. You're referring to the torch devices.
The episode.
Sorry, my bad.
Look, I'll put something up your ass later.
Well, hey, just be glad you guys don't live in the medieval ages. Because you guys would definitely
be fornicating in graveyards.
Well, that too.
With the Black Plague.
Well, that too.
And running around with roses in my pockets.
Aside from all that, you would definitely be subjected to this next torture device.
Okay.
The Judas Cradle.
I love that band.
How do you...
That's Judas Priest.
Oh, my bad.
How do you know that would be subjected to us?
Because you're both blasphemers.
Well, how do you
blasphemers?
Know? They could use the rack.
Yes, that's a real word. Look it up.
Something today.
They could use the
fucking
rack.
Heretic.
They could hang us.
On my hand. Or no, let's see
them. What makes the Judas Cradle so special?
Well, the Judas Cradle, kind of like what yours does, you know, impales. Same thing. Same principle.
In the bum?
Yes, it does. It goes, it's a pyramid-shaped wooden device. And basically how it works is you're tied up to a harness, right?
You know, waist harness.
I read about this one.
Right, you're tied up to a harness.
I read about this one. Oh, my God.
Your anal sphincter is exposed to the top of the pyramid.
Is there another sphincter I'm not aware of?
Yes, there's others. We'll talk about that on a later episode. Oh, man, this beer is
it's fucking amazing. So
what would happen is they'd slowly lower you
onto it, right?
Yeah, they'd slowly lower you on there, and little by little, you just start sinking into that pyramid.
You can put a little bit of everybody listening right now. If you're over 18,
it slices you open.
Everybody, if you're listening right now and you're over 18, try this. Put a little bit of pressure on your bunghole, and then slowly increase that pressure, and you'll slowly realize your bunghole will relax, and whatever's putting that pressure will go in.
Yep. Well, at first,
now imagine that's a fucking small pyramid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's why they went with the pyramid shape.
That's
because
the size of roughly an iPad.
The edges will cut you open.
And make more room.
Well, at first, what would happen is your muscles would tense.
Yeah. Right.
And then it would cut into it.
I heard when that happened, what they would do is they would squirt lubricants on either side.
They did.
To increase the speed.
They would apply oil.
Yep.
Not only to your ass, but they would apply it to the actual pyramid.
So it's a lose-lose. You go in with no lube, raw dog in it, and you're fucked.
Yeah.
It's just slower.
No, it was meant to kill you over time.
It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So fucking horrible.
Yeah. And little by little, they would just lower you and lower you and lower you until the point where you're fucking dead.
Right? And
this isn't torture. This is murder, right? At that point.
Slow execution. And the thing is a lot of these tortures, especially in the medieval times, would be to either get information or for punishment or to find out if you're a witch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we all know how that turned out.
Yeah.
Like, one of the ones I read about was burning at the stake. That's a popular one.
Right, yeah.
It was like
the stocks.
That was just like, oh, yeah.
Would the stocks be considered torture or punishment?
Yeah, well, it's
punishment. The stocks, is that the one where you're...
Depends on what you're doing.
You put your hands and your head through it.
So the stocks, right? That one was more of a punishment. And here's the thing. A lot of people would die, but it would depend on the crowd. It was more of a humiliation device. It was if you got caught committing a crime. Let's say, for instance, you got caught stealing or you were caught being an adulterer. They would slap you in the stocks for 3 to 4 days, depending on whatever your punishment was. And you were humiliated in front of the crowd. They would be like, hey, this guy right here is an asshole, piece of shit. He did so-and-so-and-so a crime. He's now in the stocks. And as people would walk by, they'd either slap you, spit on you,
whatever. Throw tomatoes at him.
Chuck tomatoes at you.
Tar and feather him.
In some cases, heavier objects than a tomato. Rocks, stones, sticks, whatever. And you might die if the crowd gets a little overzealous.
Yeah.
Your life is literally in the crowd's hands at that point.
Yeah.
And if the crowd...
I can see crowds getting carried away.
Crowds get carried away all the time. We've seen it today. It still happens.
Yeah.
Well, one guy does it, so the other guy has to one-up him.
Yeah. I love the, you know, and the crazy thing is like the medieval times had so many torture methods.
Oh, and we'll talk, so many. And we'll talk about more of those.
I got one.
But we gotta, so do I. We gotta take Because I got break.
One that was designed specifically for adulterers, so.
Oh, yeah. So we'll talk about those on the other side of this break.
All right. All right, and welcome back, everybody. We are back.
We're back. I was fully ready for us to be back with like a lot of energy, and then we weren't. I was kind of throwing off a little bit.
So we want to give a big shout out to Zombie Killer.
Zombie Killer. Our favorite sponsor of the podcast.
We love that guy.
We're still waiting for some shoes. You guys want to send us some shoes? For real. Some of our listeners?
Please, if anybody listening wants to buy us a pair of shoes. Yeah. Just buy one and send them to Brett Allen.
I'm a size 9.
I'm a size 12.
I think I'm a 10.
In my eyes, you're a 10.
Oh my God. You can find them on Facebook at
Confessions of a Zombie Killer.
On Instagram at
Zombie Killer Clothing.
Be sure to check out their apocalypse wear. There's nothing better to wear during a zombie apocalypse than Zombie Killer clothing.
Dude, the best t-shirts to wear when you're taking headshots on the undead.
They really are. And if you get the one with the blood splatter logo that, you know, Brett over here helped design.
All I did was put the blood on it.
Then, you know, you could be
your own blood, though. So it was impressive.
I mean, it has my blood on it, but.
You could be hacking and slashing zombies and your clothes are still going to look fresh.
Hell yeah. I mean, I'm rocking one of their shirts today. Look at that.
Oh, look at that.
Looking fresh as hell with the Robert Ramirez.
Robert Richard.
Ramirez. He is drunk.
Wow.
Beer.
No more really, beer for you.
Beer made that decision for me.
No more alcohol for you.
Look,
you're
he's
done.
Being
you're,
professional. You're cut off. He was being professional.
You're cut off.
Well, it's a good thing. This is my last glass.
It's a good thing this is my last glass. Yeah.
Let's finish these and then talk about torture devices.
All right, cool.
All right, let's get back into it.
We clink with a glass, your fucking plastic water bottle over here.
We need to get you a glass to drink water out of.
Glass, you mean like those Matt's Not Here mugs that
like
we
those
have?
Matt's Not Here mugs that we have.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
I have one.
I have one.
Matt, you have one?
Yeah.
Lewis,
I have
you
one.
You have one.
Yeah.
They're amazing. Yeah. And then we have one Matt's Not Here beer glass out in the wild.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had one, but it broke.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
my bad. It's my bad.
It is what it is.
But if you guys want one, make sure you let us know on our Instagram or our Facebook. Just
post up.
Just comment. Post
up. Yeah. Post up in that group. Give me a beer mug or give me a beer glass. Yeah, and we'll get it going.
Just a low price of $123.99.
Say what now?
What? Hold up. We're charging for them?
Well, we are, but you know it's not that much.
Yeah, I think it's like $49.99.
Yeah.
That's a lot for a glass.
Did I mention it's pesos?
Oh, 499 pesos.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's like what, like $20?
I think, something like that.
All right, cool. Look, just hit us up. We'll figure out how much the glass costs.
Yeah.
We'll charge you. We're literally not making money on it. Are we going to make money on the glass? Or are we just,
it's more or less just us wanting you guys to drink along with us.
Basically.
You know, for now.
Basically.
Until we get some more stuff ironed out, then of course we'll put out some really nice stuff and we'll be making a little bit of a profit, but it's not really a profit because it's all going to go back into this podcast.
It's just going back in to make us better for you guys to listen to. And if you pick up one of those glasses, let us know and Lewis and I will do some shots with you on air.
Hell yeah.
We'll even schedule it. We'll be like, yo, next week's shot is with insert name here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll do it with you.
Yeah.
So you can prepare.
So cheers. Insert name here.
Exactly.
Who knows? We might even do a meet and greet. At like Borden Brews.
Like what kind of meat? Like carne asada? Or like
al pastor?
What kind of meat?
Tripas?
Are we wrong? Are we what's going on, Matt?
Yeah. Like a meet and greet.
Yeah, meet and greet. Like,
our listeners can, you know.
Like bring us carne asada, bring us al pastor and like
I mean, that works.
And then greet us with tacos.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
I mean that's what I took away from that.
That's what a meet and greet is, right?
That's exactly what I took
away.
Like
I want people to show up and be like, here's a taco.
Fair enough. You don't want to be tortured by our listeners.
All right, so let's get back on the rails.
Yeah, let's all right. Torture time. So we'd mentioned talking about some medieval torture devices, which, by the way, can I just say the medieval times perfected torture to, like, perfection. Fucking great choice of words there, Brett. it was planned out so well in my head, and then as I said it, I was like, "I'm fucking stupid." No, like with what they had, with the devices they had, with the thing that stressed you out, with the thing that you sat on.
The rack?
The rack, we'll get to that in a second. With the thing that you sat on, with the weights on your legs, which is called the sawhorse, which I'll touch on.
Yeah.
And then one of my favorites, I'm going to touch on this just for a brief moment. It's called the wheel.
Ah,
it's called the wheel, and it was literally just a giant wheel they'd strap you to, and it had like a fucking campfire at the bottom, and they'd rotate you on this wheel. Now imagine a giant wagon wheel, and you're strapped to it backwards, so you're like stretched out, and you're rotating around and like slowly going across this fire, and then you're good for a minute, and then you go back around, and you're slowly going across this fire, and then you're good for a minute, and then you're going back around for a while, right? Until they get bored with that. It's not till you're done. It's till they're like, fuck it, let's do something else. They then take you off of that portion of the wheel, and they put you on the face of it. So now you're kind of doing 360s. You're kind of doing cartwheels.
Right.
But there's no fire. They're just spinning you until they're done.
And I then think they, some bones were broken at some point.
Some bones may have been broken at some point. They're spinning you, and they're hitting you. And then when they're done, they just kind of put you out. In the garden for a while, in the sun,
and
you might be right way up, you might not. It depends on where they roll the wheel, and they're like, "Fuck it, we're done rolling this.
Roll it down a hill."
This guy's like at a 43-degree angle.
That
Fuck
is
it.
Some sadistic shit.
It's so fucked up, dude. The medieval times, like they did not give a fuck.
They were fucked up. So, you want to talk about sadistic?
Yes, I do.
Always.
Okay, I don't know if you guys have heard about the Brazen Bull. Well, philosophy wasn't the only strong suit of the ancient Greeks. They also dabbled in sadism.
Yeah.
The Brazen Bull.
Yep. So Paralos of Athens designed it for Pheraulus of Sicily.
It's a lot of big words there.
Yeah, I'm trying to pronounce these, you know, Greek names, and it just isn't working. It was a mean to execute criminals.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Makes sense.
The Brazen Bull was a bronze hollow bull that could fit a person inside of it.
I read about this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So once the victim was locked inside, they had a little door, and they would lock that door shut.
They'd put you in.
They would light a fire underneath this bowl, slowly roasting the victim inside. What was even more sadistic was the contraption that was fitted with pipes in such a way that screams of the dying person resemble the bellowing of an angry bull.
Right.
Much to the amazement of the onlookers.
It would push, and it would push your screams out further. So... like, I remember reading about this, and it, like, if you were to scream outside right now, let's say your scream goes 30, 40 feet, whatever, probably further than that, but it's an example. The bull would transform your scream into a bull sound and push it 100, 200 feet.
So it would amplify it.
Yeah, it would amplify it so that people were like, oh, someone's getting cooked. Let's go watch. It's so fucked up.
It's so weird to think that public executions were a thing at some point.
You know what's even more fucked up? Is I've now seen, like, Brazen Bull designs turned into like fucking cooking devices.
Oh yeah. Well, and you know what's
like
even
we've
more?
Got torture That's devices amazing. That are like great for fucking cooking your steak or, you know, murdering your uncle if you fucking fucked your wife.
Oh fuck.
Jesus Christ. You know what's even more fucked up? I think this was the torture device and method that the guy who designed it had the lucky chance of being the first guy to test it.
Yep, I remember reading
about
that.
So they killed the guy in the Brazen Bull that designed it. They're like, thanks for all your hard work. Here you
that's
go. We're going to toss
fucked
you in.
Up.
Right?
So that's pretty...
Right? Thanks for helping design this amazing
when you said
new torture device.
When you said test it, I was
test
like...
Test it out.
Let's see if your work works.
When you said test it, I was like, oh shit, he lit the first fire. No, they put him in it?
Yep.
That's fucking horrible.
That's the first victim.
Well, that's fucking horrible.
It's like the guy who is studying the guillotine and he did the test on himself where they cut his head off.
Oh, and he blinked.
To see fucking... if the brain was still active.
Did you guys know when your head gets cut off, your brain is still active for 5 to 10 seconds?
Yep.
I remember studying about this and they were like, when your head, like the guy was like, asked a couple people, hey, when you die, blink like 5 times, and people were blinking 5 times, and then he got, you know, put on the chopping block, and he's like, I'm gonna blink like 6 times. Cut him off, turned his head around, his head looked up at the people, no body on it, and that motherfucker blinked like 6 times.
Yeah, he actually did that for the name of science.
Are you willing to die in the name of science, Lewis?
Fuck no, I'm not.
And another fun fact about the guillotine, when it was originally designed, it didn't actually, they had to bring it down multiple times
it didn't
to cut
work.
Your head off. It didn't cut it clean off.
It didn't work right.
Like, that's how they were in the earlier stages. It wasn't a clean-cut kill. It was like, oh, we're going to bring this up like 50 times until your head chops off and rolls into a basket.
That shit
they
was not
probably
sharp.
Didn't have it angled.
Well, it wasn't the sharp blade? Enough. It wasn't angled and it wasn't sharp enough. It was literally a slab of steel that maybe had an angle on it. If you're lucky, you get maybe. If you're lucky, it took three times. If you weren't, it took more than three times.
Yeah, because it has to have an angle on it. It has to have a shear.
It's got
to
have the angle, and it's got to be sharpened.
Yeah, it's a shear.
Yeah,
that's got to be the worst. Like having your whole fucking throat crushed.
Can you just imagine? Like you feel it go through, and you're still alive, and your head's chilling there.
But you can't breathe.
Like, can't imagine that. No, it doesn't sound fun at all.
Fucked up.
No.
So, I got a fun medieval torture device that I found.
Go ahead.
It's called the sawhorse.
Oh.
Okay.
Ooh, sounds like a good time.
So hey. Imagine this, everybody.
I saw a horse once.
Imagine this. You've got this device. Now, we've all seen sawhorses on construction sites. Those have worked on construction sites. It's like a, you know, a 2x4.
Right.
With four other 2x4s going down to give you, there's usually two of them next to each other. And
it's basically an A-frame.
Basically an A-frame.
Right.
Now, imagine that A-frame, but it keeps going up to a point. Uh-huh. You've put a triangle on top of that A-frame.
Oh, Judas.
And then you, yeah, right? Kind of like the Judas thing.
No.
But elongated, right? Uh-huh. And then you're sat across it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've attached, and it's just high enough so that you can't touch the ground. Maybe a little bit higher. Like if you're 6 foot, it's maybe 5 foot off the ground so that like your crotch is sitting on it and your feet are maybe a foot or two off the ground.
Right.
And then they put weights on your feet to pull you down. And to make sure you don't fall off on either side. And then they start questioning you. Why are you, you know, messing with the queen's jester, king's jester, the king, the queen, whatever you've done.
Right.
You don't answer. They put more weights and it pulls heavier. They continue questioning. And you've got this wooden or concrete or metal triangle going up your midsection, your gooch, your balls, your ass, or your gooch, your ass, and your vagina. If you're a female.
The taint.
That whole area pulling down.
Oh, not the taint.
Continuously. And imagine it's higher than you're tall, right?
Yeah, so you got gravity working against you.
So you got gravity working against you, and it's just going to keep pulling until you've either given them the answers they want to hear, which could result in your death.
Oh, jeez.
Or you just go all the way down, and now you're fucking in two pieces.
Yep.
Yep.
And they did the same thing with the chairs with nails in them that had them on the arms and on the seat. They would strap you down and they'd put weights on you to push you down on the nails.
So
you'd have anywhere from 500 to like 2,500
so
nails.
So the fucked up thing about that, right? I saw that one. They had like knives and pins, right? When you're sat on that, you're chilling. It sucks, but you're not going to die because those nails are in your body and they're not allowing the blood to come out. The real trouble comes when they remove you from the chair.
Yep.
Because as long as those things are in your body, you're chilling. The moment you stand up, fuck, dude.
They're plugs, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah. They're plugging all the holes in your body.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then when you get off that chair, you're a colander.
Exactly. It's like a bed of nails, but, you know, fucking deadly.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Jesus.
Yikes.
Lewis, didn't you have one you wanted to talk about?
I don't know if I want to talk about it now. Jeez. No, I do want to talk about it.
All right, do it.
Before we went on break, you mentioned something about adultery or adulterers would be subjected to a certain torture method.
Yes, the gallows. Or not the gallows.
I believe it was the... what did we say it was?
But the thing where their fucking head and hands are...
The stocks.
The stocks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys heard of the Pair of Anguish?
No.
Okay, so the Pair of Anguish is this device that resembled a pear in shape, right? Okay.
Think like a butt plug.
Yeah, think like a butt plug, but it looks like an actual pear, right? Oh, it has that same shape and same design.
Starting to get the munchies?
You're starting to get the munchies. After what I'm about to tell you, you might not have the munchies anymore. So the Pair of Anguish had a little, I'm trying to think what it was, could be described as
almost like handles. They some of them I think had handles of a plier, or they had a twist thing that
like a screw.
It not so much a screw, but it was
a corkscrew.
Twist. Fuck.
A corkscrew.
Not a corkscrew.
A thing that you would twist.
The Pair of Anguish I saw looked like pliers, but instead of clamping down, they worked in reverse. So when you would squeeze the handles,
it had a key. That's what it is.
Key.
Yeah, it's a key. So basically, you turn that key, and what it did is it would open up. So imagine that. Let's say you're accused of adultery. You're a woman. You're accused of adultery. You would get the pair of anguish. Guess where that pair of anguish is going?
Your fun box.
Yep. The baby gap. Ooh. It's going straight in the baby gap.
And it's going to stretch and it out.
It is going to hurt.
Or in your anus.
Because they will turn.
Oh, God. Turn, until there's no more room.
Until you repented and... You served out your sentence.
Admitted to whatever they were accusing
exactly.
you of.
Exactly.
That's fucked up. And that's the fucked up thing with torture. Is like...
But the thing is, this one wouldn't just be for, you know, the fun box, as you referred to it. It would be used in case of gossip. If you were accused of being a gossip...
So if I was to say that
stick
Lewis...
it in your mouth, turn. Turn.
That's fucked up. Break your jaw. Your teeth, everything.
See if you go around gossiping anymore.
You can't.
Exactly. At that point. Yeah.
You can't talk about all of the king's horses and all of the king's men anymore.
And you'll never put them back together again. And that's the fucked up thing.
Call back to episode 2.
That's the fucked up thing. Is like, you fucking, when you torture somebody like that, you're gonna get the answer you want, even if it's not the truth. If you look at what happened today. Right. With what was called, and I wanted to touch on this, enhanced interrogation.
Oh, yeah. They get people to confess straight to murders they never committed.
That's terrible. Yeah.
It was straight up torture, and it was happening in places like Guantanamo Bay and places like, you know.
Shit, but
interrogation isn't physical torture so much as it's mental torture.
No, but not enhanced legally. Interrogation was physical torture.
No, it is mental. It's mental torture.
I know.
And interrogation is mental torture.
Yeah. But enhanced interrogation was physical torture. That was when they were waterboarding people.
Yeah.
That
like
was
in
when
Guantanamo?
They were, yeah. Like in Guantanamo. Right. When they were fucking kicking people in the balls and then asking them, you know, do you know this? And that's going to get the answer you want just to get it to stop.
Right.
Like,
well, they even
it's
do the
fucking
mental.
Wild.
They even do the mental here in the United States, on American soil, in our American justice system, and they'll still mental torture you. There's been people that have confessed to murders they've never committed.
Yeah.
Right, that's insane.
Only to find out 20 years later that they spent 20 years in prison for no reason.
Right, because they wanted it to stop.
Because, yeah, and all because whoever's interrogating them just wants a conviction. They don't care about finding the actual truth.
That's true.
They just want their record to look good and like, hey, I convicted this person of this and just another notch in their belt.
It's not about finding the truth. It's about getting their conviction. And that's the fucking scary part is, you know, that shit fucking... You get people who only care about their record, not about finding the truth. And they're like, oh, well, you know, I convicted so and so many people of murder. And well, how many of those people actually committed that murder?
Yeah. Now back to medieval torture devices.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
Back again, eh?
Have you guys heard about the rack? I'm not talking about ribs, although it could affect your ribs.
Is that the one that, like,
rack
cracks
ribs.
Your back?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a medieval back cracking device.
I remember that.
On steroids.
I've had my back cracked by something similar.
Yeah, same here. But this device, basically you're strapped. There's multiple iterations of it. Some of them you'll have your feet strapped to it on rollers, and then your hands will be strapped to rollers, and then you roll both and it stretches you out. But a lot of them it would just be on
one stationary.
One side.
Yeah.
One stationary and the other would stretch you.
I remember reading about this one.
So they would use it as a form of torture.
Interrogation.
And then they would also use it as a execution tool. So it was like a combination of all
like
these things.
Like a slow execution tool, which is fucked up.
So some people, you know, would get it off easy and they might just get some dislocated arms or shoulders or something. And then they would get the answer they want. Some people, you know, they wouldn't give the answer that was wanted. So they would just keep stretching them until stuff started to break or they finally succumbed to their fate.
One of the crazy things that I read is like, they stretch you out. The first thing that happens is you're going to, like, dislocate a shoulder or a hip.
Yeah.
And
something
then
right.
you're going to rip that shoulder or hip's muscle.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to rip that shoulder or hip off.
Yep.
Your skin's going to give last, but it's going to hold everything in place. Your joints are going to give first, then the muscle, then the skin.
Yeah.
And that process just sounds excruciating.
Well, I'm totally going to botch this part, but there was a specific word that they had. Where they would take the limbs that were torn off and they would, like, I don't know if they used them for something or they collected them together and like maybe they used it as mental psychological torture to scare people into like giving an answer before they, you know, succumb to that, like those people. But
that would do it for me. If I walked into a room and I see a pile of fucking arms, legs, and
I'm like, fuck it, I did it.
Well, yeah, this device.
Yeah,
was...
no, I'm that's it. I did it.
I did it. Let me go sit.
Well,
yeah,
that's
squalor.
The thing.
Yep.
That's what they did with this device. They not only used it as a physical torture device, but they actually used it as a psychological torture device because they would bring people in there and have them watch somebody else have it happen to them. So then they would immediately confess to something before they were put on the rack. And they took it even a step further. And they basically had sometimes would put these spikes that would stick in your spine.
Oof.
So when they stretched you, it would sever your spinal cord and render you paralyzed. Oof. And a lot of people had that fear of paralysis because, I mean, even without the spike, sometimes stretching these arms and stuff and legs out of sockets, it would permanently render your arms or legs useless in the future, even if you lived, you know?
Right.
So that's just, they were brutal back then.
That was fucking insane.
Which I would love to go to the Museum of Torture.
I would love that.
Isn't that in L.A.?
There's one out of state. I know that. There might.
I'm not sure if
there's
one
in
L.A.
I think there's one in L.A.
There might be one in L.A. Yeah.
Perhaps. Can we talk about like a period in time where torture was used for religion?
Oh.
I think it's still used.
The Spanish Inquisition?
Yes.
I was going to say, when they
forced
you to read the Bible,
so,
that's pretty much torture.
It's pretty much torture.
Yeah.
But speaking of those same people... They went through, and the Spanish Inquisition was essentially Christians going through places and torturing people into converting to Catholicism and Christianity.
Isn't that great?
The religion that's based on love and caring and making sure everyone's safe.
But it's really not. Have you read the Bible? It's a brutal fucking story.
When they started, they went through
I was raised Catholic. I can tell you it's not exactly that.
Right. Like... One of my favorite quotes is again from Google, where we get all of our information. Thank you, Internet.
Thank you, Google.
Beginning in the 12th century and concluding and continuing for hundreds of years, the Inquisition is famous for the severity of tortures and its precision and its persecution of Jews, Muslims, and anyone else who does not agree with Catholicism.
Muslim.
It's
it's alcohol talking.
Muslim, sorry.
I was like, wait.
I wasn't even going to correct it, but I saw your face over here like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Fuck y'all. Yeah, it's definitely boobs. I lost my spot now. Thanks. The worst manifestation was in Spain, where the Spanish Inquisition was dominant for more than 200 years, resulting in some 32,000 executions. The religion that preaches love, caring, and wanting to change the world... tortured and killed people if you disagreed with them.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how it worked.
Right.
Yeah.
Like,
it's insane.
It's insane.
Believe in Jesus or you're going to hell.
And that's where a lot of the rack, for instance, was a very popular one for them. And the wheel was a very popular one for them, where they would stretch you out or bring you around this wheel and be like, they'd bring you around a couple times and be like, who's your God? And if you're like, Muhammad, they'd be like, Keep going. Keep it cooking.
The wheels on the rack. The wheels on the rack go
round
and
round.
Round
and
round.
Well, the thing is, that's how a lot of religion spread. If you look at a lot of
fucking torture.
If you look at, what is it, South America, Central America, that's why most of them are Catholic or Christian. It's because that's how it spread.
Catholic and Christians came in and went, we're going to fucking kill you if you don't convert to
us. They killed off a whole fucking civilization because of it.
It's fucking ridiculous.
But that's a story for another day.
It's a whole, in case you haven't told, in case you can't tell this podcast, very anti-religion.
I just don't like organized religion. I believe there's truth in all religions, but I being organized.
Look, I got no problem against you. If you're religious, be religious. Practice whatever faith
you
want.
You, boo.
This is the U.S. Do whatever you want.
Just don't torture people.
Just don't try to get me to be involved in that. That's all I ask. But I will respect your religion. Respect your belief.
Exactly.
Respect your faith. Respect your faith.
You do you, boo-boo.
Exactly.
Oh, but God loves everybody.
Unless you
don't believe in
them. Believe in
God, right?
I don't know. Not if you trust the Old Testament. He was pretty pissed.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I don't know. My name's Matthew, and I'm from the New Testament, so.
My name is Luis. I was never in there.
Yeah, my name's Brent. I'm not mentioned at all.
I was maybe the gardener at the...
My name means
in the
God.
Garden of Eden?
My name's Brett. I might have been the editor.
My name's Matthew, and it means God's gift. No, wow. Really?
That's exactly what it means.
Exactly how we're going to introduce him in the next episode.
God's gift.
No, I need the wrecking ball Matthew intro Reagan with a nice intro song. Like,
no, you're getting God's gift, dog.
You're going to be Matt. Wait, you're going to get God's gift.
Hickam.
I mean, I'm not a huge sativa person, but like, God's gift sativa, right? Either way, you're going to give me some God's gift?
I'll that was God's a weed gift joke that did not work on either one
could of us.
Could you
both speak into the microphone?
Well, I can get why he...
I'm doing it.
Thank you.
I can get why he doesn't get it, because...
No, I would not get
I'm not
that
a pot
all
guy like you are, Matt.
You're for how anti-religious guy you are, you'd think you would partake in the devil's lettuce.
No.
He's got a point.
No, because... Louis, you should smoke more weed. Know a lot of religious people who do partake in the devil's lettuce. So
yeah, well, half those religious people also
it's the
fornicate.
Burning bush. It's the burning bush.
No, me not partaking in it has nothing to do with me being not religious. It's just personal choice.
All I'm saying is the burning bush was
personal choice.
Definitely cannabis.
It's my personal choice. That's all it is.
Cannabis that was lit on fire by aliens.
And then, you know, showed quote unquote God.
All right, then.
That was a callback to an episode.
You guys have any more torture devices or
I'm
methods?
Out. Rats. Oh, what?
Oh, talk about rats. Okay, let me do mine real quick, and then you can talk about rats. Chinese water torture. Chinese water torture. Holy shit. Okay,
I have another thing to say on
you
that.
You've never seen that. Didn't that happen on a TV show?
I only
show?
Thought about this one because we brought up, what is it, waterboarding.
Didn't this happen on a TV show?
I believe they tested it on Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The girl only lasted like 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you would think like, oh, a drop of water falling on your forehead, it's not going to drive you crazy. No, it does. It does. It totally does. It fucks with you. And that's a form of psychological torture.
Right.
It's mental torture. It's not so much physical. It's mental. It drives you crazy. And I just found it fascinating that a little drop of water, that'll do it.
Yeah, there's another one. I don't know if it's a real torture device or torture method, but my dad used to always do it to me, and I'd do it back
say what
to
now?
Him. It's called Chinese finger torture. So when someone's laying like flat on their back or something, you would tap your finger on the center of their forehead repeatedly, and over time, it would become tender and start to hurt.
Yeah, that's very similar to the Chinese water torture
yeah,
thing.
That's where that comes
that's
from.
Because the Chinese water torture thing, the water drips onto the center of your forehead, and over time, it's like, fuck this. Like I said, on Mythbusters, I think it was the girl who was on Mythbusters, Carrie, she only lasted like an hour or two and was like, and she bailed out. And one of the things that she had mentioned was that she felt claustrophobic. She felt overwhelmed. She felt anxiety. She felt like all this crazy shit.
Right.
And it's fucking crazy. You don't think about the fact that like, oh, it's just water. It's not that bad.
Goes but, true. But it's, imagine, it's not all physical torture. It's psychological, too.
And just imagine a continuous drop that you know is going to happen every 30 seconds or every second or whatever it is. That's just...
Well, think about it this way. You have a leaky faucet.
Yeah.
That shit gets annoying.
Drip, drip.
After
drip.
An hour, you're like, fuck this. I need to call a plumber.
Yeah. That's why I shut off the cold water and we just deal with hot water upstairs now.
That's okay in the winter, I guess. That's fine.
Well, it runs cold for like a good like minute or two, and then it gets hot. So
everyone listening now knows that Matt has plumbing issues.
Yeah. I would fix it, but I can't turn the knob. It'll break off behind the wall. So
if you guys know a good plumber, make sure you recommend one for Matt.
Please
God's gift, Hickam.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. And anyways, Chinese water torture, I'd do it for $200 an hour.
Say what now?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's going to pay you to torture you. That sounds like a lose-lose on... Both situations. I'm like, yo, I'm gonna torture you, but I'm also gonna give you money. Fuck that. Fuck that with a long
dick. Okay, if you were on long dick style, I'm Tyrone and I came here to fuck somebody's wife.
Fuck that with a sandpaper dildo.
If you guys were on Mythbusters,
I love that show.
And they were like, here, we're gonna Chinese water torture you, but we're gonna pay you to be on the show. How much would you guys take per hour?
Yo, I need a bonus for sure.
Would you do it for $200 an hour?
For Chinese water torture?
Yeah.
$200 an hour?
$250.
Yeah. $200 sounds fair.
I can think of other jobs that pay less than that that are way more fucking worse to do, in my opinion, than to sit there in a chair and just have water drip on your head for a few hours.
An extra $50 and I'm in. $250 an hour.
I feel like your skin right there on your forehead would just be raw afterwards.
Yeah.
Because water would do that. It would.
It's a friction that's happening. Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah, no. I'd do it, but you're gonna have 250 for an hour, and that's it.
Yeah. Well, that's Chinese water torture.
Fuck that shit.
That's my contribution. All right, go on, Matt.
Have you guys ever seen Too Fast, Too Furious?
I have. Great fucking movie.
One of my favorite shitty movies.
You know the guy from Sons of Anarchy that
nope.
played the undercover, the cop thing, and then they tortured him in Too Fast, Too Furious by laying him flat on his back and putting a hot bucket, or put a bucket over his stomach and heated it up with a torch with a rat underneath inside?
Right, because the rat wants to get out.
And there's one place that's easier.
So what they would do to torture people is they would put little like slices in their stomach, like little cuts to kind of give the rat a starting point.
Right.
And they would put this, you know, this metal bowl or bucket or something on there, and they would heat it up, and then the rat would get hot, and he would try to get out.
Oh, shit.
Because they only sweat through their tails.
There's one place it can
go. So they don't process heat very well. I learned something new here.
They only sweat through their tails.
They don't handle heat very well. So, like, on a hot day like today, you know, if it could kill rats. If they're exposed to long heat. So they got one place to go. They'd start chewing through the intestines and into the stomach and whatnot. And
in an effort for self-preservation, yeah.
Fuck.
Damn. That's crazy.
Fucked up.
That's very fucked up.
That's almost as bad as being tied to a tree, having your intestines ripped out and tied around the tree, and then being forced to run around the tree while your intestines are still attached inside of you and nailed to the tree.
As long as we're talking about eviscerating here, how about the Blood Eagle? We didn't even touch on the Blood Eagle.
Well, this tree one, it was a...
Well, the Blood Eagle was a Viking torture method, right?
This was done in 1779.
Yeah, that was more of a punishment than a torture method.
Exactly. That was more of a punishment, not so much torture method, but it is torturous in the way that they did it.
But what
did they do?
This intestine one, though, there's a tree in Colerville, New York, where in 1779, mind you, this was after America was a thing.
Okay.
Lieutenant Thomas Boyd was tortured and killed when Seneca Chief Littlebeard tied his intestines around a tree and made him run around the tree.
Oof.
And there's like a plaque.
That's awesome. And there's a photo. At the same time.
The tree is still there.
So do you think the blood helped it grow better?
I can't imagine.
I don't know. But this eagle, this blood eagle, this is brutal.
Yep. Yeah, it wasn't fun.
Are you going to read about it? You're going to tell our listeners? Or
or should they Google
or
it?
Or should I? I know a brief
description of it. I don't know enough about it, but I know for a fact that it wasn't a good way to die.
No, they would cut your back open, and they would take your ribs and invert them backwards to expose your lungs, and your ribs would be sticking out of your back, and it would look like an eagle's wings flying.
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But it was a form of
I mean, it looks cool.
It was a form of torture, but it was an execution.
Yeah, that sounds like that's the last thing that's going to happen to you.
I mean, that doesn't sound fun at all.
Pretty much most of these things we've discussed are going to be the last thing that ever happened to you.
Yeah. Because even though they were torture, what they really were is a means to an execution.
So we've got a movie recommendation this week. It's called Hostel.
Right? No.
Great movie.
Actually, the movie recommendation this week is a little different. It's,
You talked about it. You teased about it.
So I mentioned it in the hopes that, you know, some people listened and watched it.
You get your pants on, everybody. Get
ready
for this one.
It was called Slacks on a Shudder.
How do you spell that?
S-L-A-double-X. S-L-A-X-X.
Yeah.
The synopsis of this is...
it's already going to be terrible, isn't it?
Oh, it's so bad, dude. Oh,
okay, go on.
Buckle up. This is a bad horror movie for the sake of bad horror movies. This movie knows what it is. All right?
There's bad horror movies that are good.
Right.
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Exactly. I think... No. I think this movie is not on par with Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, no.
But it's one of those movies that knows it's bad, and it leans into it. It is about a possessed pair of pants that kills a bunch of people in a retail store.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Okay? So, I don't want to get into it too much, but let me just say that a pair of pants gets possessed by the spirit of a vengeful woman, and then decides to murder everybody in this store for exploiting child labor.
Huh.
Okay.
So it's got kind of a good
it's got a message
behind
if you've ever worked in retail, you could understand the hatred and annoyance in this movie. There's those people who are trying to make it up the corporate ladder because that's all that matters to them, and they don't give a fuck, and they're going to step on whatever, you know, underling who's stocking shelves they can to make themselves look good. And it's if you've ever worked retail, you will relate to this movie.
I have.
So you guys, if you've ever, like, if you guys know what's up. Have you ever worked in a clothing store in the mall?
Hot Topic.
Okay. So then you know exactly what's up. When you go to the back room. When you go to the back room of Hot Topic, right?
Right.
And there's extra clothing around, right?
Right.
You ever see those signs that say, you know, stealing from us is stealing from the family or some shit like that?
Free, right? In a police car if you shoplift from the store.
Right. So
yeah.
This has elements of that where it's like, you know, don't steal from us because you're stealing from the family.
You're stealing from God. We're
all one, blah, blah, blah. Help us become one while you make the fucking owner a millionaire selling these fucking slacks that he had made for $5, but he's selling for $500.
It's fucking ridiculous.
These pair of slacks get possessed
mm-hmm.
and start to murder people and become bloodthirsty. And if you've never seen a pair of pants that make a woman's ass look phenomenal and then murder her, you're missing out. There's a section in this movie, there's a point in this movie where the slacks just snap someone's neck.
Well, don't give away too much.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
When it comes to the kills, and it made me laugh my ass off.
You can just imagine how a pair of pants would do that.
How would a pair of pants murder somebody? And there's about every way that you could think of a pair of pants killing somebody involved in this movie.
Final Destination with pants.
Exactly. And it's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, it's I would ridiculous. Love it. If you guys watched it, I know we talked about it last week. If you guys watched it, please shoot us a message. Hopefully you shot us a message already. We can pop it in this episode. And we can put it in and talk about it. I want to start doing more of these horror movie things and getting people to talk mm-hmm. about them in our episodes and getting people to send in messages about it. Mm-hmm. So that's why my next suggestion isn't a Shudder exclusive. That last one is a Shudder exclusive. If you have Shudder, check it out. It's called Slacks. If you don't have Shudder, this week's episode or this week's suggestion.
Well, if you don't have Shudder, there's promo codes. You can get it for free trial through Amazon, free trial through Shudder.
There's a bunch of promo codes. You can find them. Hopefully,
I could give you Brett's login.
You could give him my login. If you, hopefully we can get our own exclusive Shudder code. Anyway.
So are these horror movies or horrible movies?
Yes. Somebody or multiple people die in every movie. So it's technically considered a horror movie. There's no guarantee they're good movies. But this one, I haven't watched. I literally just looked it up so that we can watch it together as a podcast family. All right. And you guys can send your messages in what you think about it. This one can be found on YouTube.
Okay.
If you type in Alter, A-L-T-E-R.
Yeah.
It's one of my, you guys know about it. We've used them before in the past for suggestions.
Yep.
This one is called Horror Short Film, quote, In a Forgotten Town, end quote. Alter. It's one of the first ones that pop up when you look up Alter. I haven't watched it. I know absolutely nothing about it. I didn't do any research. I looked it up, and I thought this would be a fun experiment for those of you listening to the podcast and wanting to partake in the horror movie exploration with us. Watch this movie. Send us a message what you thought.
And what was the movie called again?
In a Foreign Town. Did I say Forgotten?
I don't know. I just wanted to make sure that people knew what.
Yeah.
We'll post a link.
Type in Alter on YouTube. It's one of the first ones that pops up. It's Horror Short Film, quote, In a Foreign Town, end quote, by Alter. It looks awesome. It looks great. I love just the way the guy looks. That's why I chose it. They're literally superficial just decision, 100%. He's got a dope top hat and a cool coat, and I was like, that's the one we're going to watch.
So that's it. You went off based off of aesthetics.
Yeah, 100%.
Right on. That's how 100%. I base everything, every decision in life.
Yeah. How do you think dating apps work? I mean, what?
Exactly.
What?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow, Matt.
Okay. You went there. All right, cool.
Those of you who want to date Matt, make sure you look good and you're ready for one large ball.
So the takeaway from today's show. The takeaway from today's show. Torture is bad.
Sucks.
Do not torture people.
We're sorry.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
We're sorry for everybody that's had to listen to four seasons of us.
There are better ways to get information out of people than fucking torture.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, maybe just ask them politely. Be like, hey, Could you please tell me? Around.
Or steal it.
Give them a quick reach around.
Jerk
them
off a little bit.
Exactly. Hack into their phones or their computers.
Yeah. Their butthole.
I don't know. Do something.
Identity theft.
You don't have to fucking kill them or break their fucking bones.
I'm a prostitute.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Buy him a prostitute?
Huh? What?
What?
Work the prostate a little bit, you know.
All right, guys.
Yeah, there Tickle we go.
It a little. There you go.
So don't torture people.
Yeah, that's my takeaway. Do you want to do any shitty advice? You got any advice? You got anything?
I got some
any remarks
advice.
Before we
okay,
go
good,
off
the I air? Don't have any this week. I totally, it lapsed my brain.
Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
I should have looked up shitty advice before I said those words. I got shitty advice. My shitty advice is make sure you know what you're going to say before you say you've got something to say. Otherwise, you're going to say things like this and not know what you're going to say.
That's not shitty advice. That's good advice.
That's some great advice.
Thanks, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. That was your not
was
shitty
your,
advice
that was
of
your
the
good
week.
Good advice of the week.
Oh.
Let's let the cops go
I
by.
Wonder if somebody got tortured and that's the paramedics.
Dude, I'll bet it is.
That's probably what that was. Hey, that so from all of us here at Matt's Not Here, this is Lewis.
This is Matt.
This is Brett.
And we are Matt's Not Here! You really
yeah.
did. Yeah, you really did.
Did we really just torture our listeners?
Are we still doing this dumbass bit where we talk over our outro?
We totally are.
Yeah.
I really should look up advice and shitty advice for next week.
Yeah. Yeah, we should actually stockpile it. I think it'd be a good
Holy
idea.
Shit.
If you guys have
we
any shitty advice.
Riddles, too. We forgot the riddles for this week.
Oh, fuck. If you guys are still listening, send us in some shitty advice, okay?
And if you're still listening, solve this riddle. And if you do, you'll get a special shout out on the podcast. Here is the riddle. Somebody please talk while I look this up.
Matt, how was your weekend?
I'm trying to think of what I did over the weekend. Everything just blends together nowadays.
I'm sure you worked on your car.
I did.
That's about 90% of your day right there.
I did it on, was it Sunday? Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I put a new diff
sure
cover on.
You sure do love that car, don't you?
Oh, I'm never getting rid of it. You know what else
if,
I love?
What if the tranny goes out?
I'm going to replace it.
Really?
Or, actually, I'll probably rebuild it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got Brett, back. You ready?
Yeah,
I'm ready.
About time.
You can touch me.
No, thanks.
You can break me. You should win me. If you want to be mine. What am I?
You can touch me, you can break me, you should win me. If...
Tune in to next week's episode for the answer.
Oh, I know what that is. That's a totally...